Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Morning, Bruce. How are you?
Morning, guys. Why don't they have walk-off music?
I thought they did.
The Cubs would lead the league, wouldn't they?
Yeah, it's called Go Cubs, Go Win.
That's a good moment, Bruce. Yeah. It would have been much different this morning if they would not have walked that one off.
Yeah, I mean, you'd be sitting there at 2-2 against Pittsburgh, who is an improved team in some ways, but offensively one of the most challenged teams in Major League Baseball. So from that perspective, a 4 days worth of games that totaled 16 runs, 9 for the Cubs, 7 for the Pirates, ultimately led to 3 wins, which is good enough. Now you're starting a track of 25 games in a row against teams over 500. So you're going to have to play some really good baseball.
I wonder, Bruce, when you think about the way the run production has kind of declined. Is it a part of a larger issue? Is it a part of... Go ahead.
It really hasn't, okay? I'll give you the numbers, all right?
Okay.
So they've had 14 games where they've scored 9 runs or more.
Mm-hmm.
In those games, they've averaged 12 runs per game, okay? So you add that total up, you take it away from the total on the other 56 games, and they've averaged... 3.7 runs per game in the other 57, now 58 games. That's really the average amount of runs they score. And you're always seeking at least 4 and maybe a little more, okay, for your average. So you can't totally take away those 14 games where they scored 9 runs or more. But, it totaled to, an average of 12 runs a game. It skewed the idea that the offense is the only reason why the Cubs win baseball games. It's not true. They have outstanding defense. They have outstanding pitching. They've developed a really good bullpen. And as you saw yesterday, they can beat you being smarter than you, being more prepared than you are running the bases.
And Bruce, about that bullpen, is that really the underlying strength of this team when you look at how good it's been in the past month specifically? And how might the roles change, if they will, with Porter Hodge on the way back?
Yeah, Porter Hodge on the way back. But, I'll take that and add Imanaga on the way back by maybe the 25th or 29th of June. So which one of your starting pitchers goes to the bullpen? And is that a demotion, or does that just add to a strength of your team right now that has, been a 0.90 ERA in the bullpen since May 14th. They give up a run in the bullpen now, and people are freaked out. It's just been that good. So I would say that, you don't worry about which bullpen guy is going to disappear. You worry about, do you have room for a Brown or Should I even dare say Horton? Probably Ray, who has been outstanding. I mean, who gets the pushback to the bullpen when Imanaga comes back? That's probably more on their mind. But again, all good problems to have for a team that has started to add to their lead in the National League Central.
You know, the fact is that at home, they are averaging 2.9 runs over their last 10 games. Now, they're 8-2 in that stretch, so that's, you know, they're doing great. They're playing 800 baseball. But 2.9 runs at home doesn't seem like very many, and it seems like they're not scoring runs in the fashion they did earlier in the year.
Yosemite Field, come on out and enjoy the weekend series. That's where they've been playing. The wind, you know, yesterday the wind was only blowing in at 9, you know, from the north and east, but it had an impact again on at least two or three balls, a couple for the Cubs, in particular one for Swanson, and a home run ball that would have been off the bat of one of the Pirates. So again, the ballpark. And, you know, no one has to tell you about the weather, the way it's, you know, gone into the last couple of days. It's been nice, but the weather from May through, you know, maybe early in last week, it's just been, you know, it's been a brutal spring and into summer. So with that in mind, you pointed out they've done everything they need to, even though they're averaging less than 3 runs a game at home. They're 8-2. That's the good news. But I don't think offense is the biggest problem they have. It's just winning these games, it's much more difficult. They are always set up to do it, because how many mistakes do they really make on defense, this team? How many, you know, critical errors do they make, mental errors like they made last May and June, you know, that contributed to their offense not functioning? This time around, the offense isn't really contributing much, but they're winning those ball games.
Bruce, with the White Sox yesterday, I felt like when Will Venable got tossed out, it was as much emotion as we have seen out of him, and it was definitely something that was understandable, but maybe a little surprising based on when it came so early in the game, one batter in defending Aaron Civale, the new pitcher who was on the mound. But I think yesterday that might have been one of those ejections worth getting, even though the Sox got swept out in Texas.
Yeah, I don't know if it's contrived, you know, 13 pitches into the game, right?
I don't think it was contrived, but certainly he got his money's worth.
He did, and, you know, Civale talked about it. His first start, threw 103 pitches in 5 innings and kept them in the ball game. You know, again, it's the frustrating issue of another bad offense. You know, that's a theme in Major League Baseball this year, you know, the lack of offense in so many on so many different teams, good teams. I mean, but, you know, teams that pitch really well, like, you know, you see the Royals, who have some of the best pitching in baseball, and they can't score a run. You see teams like Cleveland having a difficult time scoring runs. So it's the White Sox are, I think it's almost one run better run differential than they were last year at this time, which was, they were the worst team in baseball run differential wise last year. Now they're better, but they're still, you know, the bottom 4 or 5. So better run producers, better run production. That's the difference for the White Sox. You know, the pitching part of it, you know, it's been good enough to win, but all those one run losses and the struggle to score runs, it's been difficult for them.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Yeah, I'm just curious, when we look at the White Sox and you see kind of where they're at, like David pointed out, if they go 500, what are they, 4-18 or something?
One-run games.
If they just, it's kind of like last year with the Cubs with the blown saves. You know, if you half that, all of a sudden you're a different team and you're thought of differently. But if you're losing games like that, isn't that kind of a difficult thing to deal with?
Yeah, I mean, Frank Thomas is long retired. Dick Allen has passed away, going into the Hall of Fame in another month. They don't have anybody in the lineup that hits. You know, I mean, no, there's no right. big run producers. It's not a mystery, guys. It just isn't. They've done a nice job of starting to develop good young pitchers and going after some veterans like Hauser and Savali to get the innings pitch for them this year. But they haven't been able to find a function for run production. Nobody drives the ball. Nobody hits the ball out of the ballpark. So every game that they're in, you know, is going to be a struggle to try to win it. And again, they have good players. And, you know, it's good to see Teal there. And it's good to see Quero there. And, you know, hopefully you're going to see Montgomery, the Colson Montgomery at some point. But really, you know, you go into a game and you say, well, how are we going to outslug this team? How are we going to win this game? We're going to stay in it pitching-wise, but who's going to hit? Who's going to drive in the runs? Who's going to get on base? These are all questions that they really have not a lot of answers to right now.
Bruce, the blockbuster trade in Major League Baseball last night, the Red Sox trading Rafael Devers to the Giants for four pitchers and all of that contract being inherited by the Giants. Does that kickstart the trade season? Do you think that will precipitate any more big trades? And you ask that certainly in the context of the Cubs in search of an ace.
Yeah, I think it can. You know, I think it does wake people up to say, why are we waiting until July 31st at a deadline and being pushed to add that extra young player in a trade? Why don't we make the trade right now that's going to help fortify us? You know, good for Buster Posey, the president of baseball operations for the Giants, who stepped up and said, hey, we're in this division race with the Dodgers. They've been bouncing up and back in first place. Nobody predicted that at almost halfway through the season. So with that in mind, they're going for it. And again, they're committing another, 8 or 9 years to Devers on that contract. I think it's through 2033. Unbelievable contract, 30-plus million a year. But what it does, it gives them one of the best left-handed sluggers in the game. Even in a ballpark where it's hard to hit a home run in San Francisco, you know, they play those other games on the road where he can really slug. So I admire that. And from the Boston part, it's like, hey, dude, we don't want the culture of what you are around here any longer, right? We don't want guys saying they're not going to play other positions. You're supposed to be the leader on our team because we're paying you the most money, and you just tell us, you don't want to do what we're asking you to do. You're a ball player. So we're creating a different image here. We're getting some young ball players back. If we don't win this year, it's okay. We've identified that you aren't the future for the Red Sox. So good for them. But I think it can jumpstart a team like the Cubs moving forward. I don't think anything will stop them. I've been, you know, talking to a lot of people over the last 4 or 5 days about possible trades. And you know, everybody says, you know, it's there for Hoyer. There's that money that they didn't spend on, you know,
Bellinger
or the Red Sox third baseman, right?
Bregman. I mean,
that was another $30 million times four. So there's money there for Hoyer to spend. It's up to him to decide how he wants to do that. And is it going to be an ace starting pitcher? As Mully suggests, do they need a little fortification with offense? It's right there. Maybe they can do a little of both as they start hopefully pushing away from the rest of the division.
Yeah, I got a lot of faith in them. I think they're going to spend some money and get it done. I just wonder, we were talking about Arizona in particular. Does the Giants move make them? I mean, are they still in a good enough position? They're not going to be trading any pitchers, or are they? Could the
Diamondbacks?
Yes. So could the Giants now force their hand a little?
Well, it might. I mean, it's a really rough division. You know,
yeah.
San Diego's a very good team.
Right.
San Francisco is there. The Dodgers have done this with 14 or 15 pitchers on the IL throughout the first 75 games. So it's really rough. Arizona's owner might say to the general manager, look, let's trade off some salaries here and try to retool for next year, because it's just not going to happen this year. We're not even going to be able to get in the playoffs because of the fact there's just too many good clubs ahead of us right now. That could happen. So we're looking forward to seeing what happens there. There's all kinds of variables involved for the Cubs. But if they're going after a starting pitcher, you know, I suggest they make sure that it's a difference maker, not just a guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think a guy you can envision on the mound in Game 1 or Game 7 of the World Series, that's who you should go after. If they're available
right
out there, maybe that's the way you go.
Great point, Bruce.
Great stuff, Bruce.
Thanks.
Thank you, buddy.
All right, guys. Have a good week.
You too. That is our guy, Bruce Levine.
Always former fun manager, Bruce Levine.
He was. Tell that story.
Real quick, we had Gene Lamont on the program Inside the Clubhouse Saturday morning, former manager of the White
sure
Sox. And back in 1995, I think during the replacement player spring training, they brought Bruce into the dugout during a spring training game and said, you manage. And he did so for an inning, and he said he was exhausted. So former manager Bruce Levine, none of us have been asked into the dugout.
That's pretty good.
That shows you how deep the well of experience goes.
Yeah.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.